Now, you said if a person can't keep food down, he might...
vomit.
Yeah, no, any crude terms for this that you...
Yeah, lose his lunch. Because I don't suppose throw up is a crude term, because that's used.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a person who is this way, you might say he is sick.
With nausea?
Yeah, or that's okay. Or, but in terms of stomach, he is sick.
In his stomach.
Okay. And someone's had some news. They say, why did he come over? You say, he came over what mean the news? He came over to...
Bring me the news.
Give
me the news.
Well, use tell and put that...
To tell...
Okay.
Tell me the news.
And a young man is seeing a lot of the girl before they're married. You say, he is what her? He is
courting.
All right. And he is her...
boat.
Okay. And she is his...
girl.
Okay. And at the when he brings her home at that, might bring her up to the door, and they might... at the door. Right.
Kiss goodnight.
Okay. And any other terms for this?
Do a little petting.
Okay. Well, they said like smooching or blessing or petting. That's fine. He asked her to marry him, but she...
refuses.
Okay. Now...
or accepts.
Yes, but now refuses the idea. But let's say that an expression used for this, rather than refuse, would she?
When he kicks him.
No. Well, that's one of them that's here, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I've heard that. I've never listened to that before. But if she didn't, you say then they were...
engaged.
And then later...
married.
All right. And the man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
And the woman is the...
maid of honor.
And then another one, younger one, might be a
bridesmaid.
Okay. And then a noisy serenade or celebration after a wedding is called a...
noisy.
I really don't think this is very common in the South. I've had very small success with this. So either the term I was thinking of is chivalry or a horning or a... just a reception, maybe.
A reception is noisy.
Not necessarily noisy, that's right. Okay. You're talking about... someone says, have you been to Atlanta recently? And you say, yes, I was in Atlanta just last week. I was...
there?
Yeah. Would you ever use up in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about... would you say that then? I was
up in Atlanta.
Okay. And if... and you use down to... I went down to...
Caudillo.
Okay. And over to maybe...
Columbus.
Okay. Would you say those then?
I went over to Columbus.
Okay.
Down to Caudillo.
Okay. And would you ever use the expression, say the name of family in the neighborhood is the Browns. Would you ever say someone lives up at the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
Under what circumstances? What would be the... what would have... under what circumstances would you use up at the Browns rather than down at the Browns or over at the Browns?
I think it could be direction.
I mean, up at the Browns as being north?
Up the street toward north.
You think of up as north?
Yes.
And down as south? I see. If, and over in the other direction,
mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Kind of parallel.
Yeah. If, not part of the crowd was there, but the... you might say, but what crowd was there?
The whole crowd was there.
Yeah, and music played, and they got out on the floor. They did a... they
dance.
Had, all right, and at 3:15, school...
let out.
All right, and then the day after Labor Day, school...
took in.
Okay. He didn't attend class, you might say he...